And now we'll do the 3-minute breathing space. As a reminder, the 3-minute breathing space is a very short meditation, and its aim is to get us out of autopilot and into mindful awareness. So the idea is to use this meditation when we're upset, in pain, experiencing unpleasant emotions, stressed, or just noticing that we're on autopilot. One of the biggest challenges is remembering to use this when we're upset. And so it's really critical to practice this meditation on a consistent basis. That's why we recommend practicing it at least 3 times a day and starting to use it whenever we're experiencing stress or emotional discomfort or any reason that we want to get out of autopilot. Many times we'll have to do it several times if we're really upset about something. There may be a tendency to go right back into autopilot. And that's just what the mind does. So preparing for the 3-minute breathing space is very simple. This can be done sitting, standing, basically any time. But typically you may want to sit down and you can have eyes open or closed. There are 3 parts to this meditation. The first part is simply taking stock of the current situation. Where am I? What's going on? And particularly, what, if anything, am I upset about? What autopilot scripts are running in my head? Then we shift to focusing attention on the physical sensations of the breath for about 1 minute. And then focusing attention on the physical sensations of the entire body for about 1 minute. We don't time this meditation. And you can do it for longer periods if you want, or it can be quite brief and completed in about 3 minutes or less. The important thing is just to really learn this meditation and develop the habit of using it. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and do the meditation. So taking a moment to settle in and starting by just taking stock of the present moment, the current situation. Where am I? What am I doing? What stressors am I experiencing, if any? What emotions am I experiencing? And most importantly, what autopilot thinking patterns are running in my head? As best we can, really noticing the patterns of our recent thoughts about the past or the future. And remembering that thoughts are just thoughts, not facts. And now that we've taken stock of the situation, shifting our attention to the physical sensations of the breath. We can focus attention on whatever aspects of the breath are most prominent, or we can scan the different areas of the body, like the ribs and stomach, where the breath is causing physical sensation. The main thing is to keep our attention focused on the breath. Noticing our goal is simply to be in the present moment, with no need to fix or change anything. And now, as best we can, shifting our attention to the physical sensations of the entire body. Perhaps noticing pressure from our bottoms against the chair, or our backs against the chair, clothing against skin. But particularly noticing if there are any tight spots where we're carrying stress around. And if we go on autopilot, simply escorting our attention gently back to the physical sensations of the body. And now ending the meditation. That's the 3-minute breathing space. Again, there are 3 parts. We start by taking stock of the situation, particularly noticing any automatic pilot scripts that are running in our heads, what emotions we're feeling, what we're stressed about, and then focusing on the physical sensations of the breath for about a minute, and then the physical sensations of the entire body for about a minute. And as a reminder, the goal is to use this tool to get us out of the autopilot mode of brain function and into mindful awareness. This serves several functions. It gives us distance from our thoughts and emotions, so they're not so overpowering. It allows us to see more clearly because our perception isn't clouded so much by our thoughts and emotion. And it gives us space and time so that we don't react in a way that we later regret. Once we see things clearly from mindful awareness, we may well choose to take action. But a very critical point is that the first step is accepting things as they are, no matter how unpleasant. When we have an unpleasant emotion or thought, our tendency is to try to make it go away. And that trying to make it go away almost always makes it worse, because it starts a cascade of thinking, like, oh no, I'm feeling anxious again. How long is this going to last? What did I do to bring this on? You get the idea. And this kind of ruminative thinking almost always makes the sensation worse. In contrast, in mindful awareness, we simply let the unpleasant emotion sit there without fixing it or changing it. And oftentimes, we'll just simply notice that it drifts away of its own. Trying to push it away simply doesn't work.